Good morning. How are we doing? So, as Louise said, this is the final one in the series, looking at the body of Christ. And today we're looking at how God has combined the parts in the body. It's been a really good series so far. Louise 2 weeks ago and George last week. I've been really encouraged by it all. Hopefully that we can still learn something new today. That's my prayer, that whatever I have to say, that we still have something new to learn. There's always something new to learn from what God wants to say to us, isn't there? So, this morning, get the clicker working. We're looking at the God has combined the parts in the body, and we're going backwards in Corinthians to verse 7. So 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 11. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. When do you get excited? My dad only ever really gets excited when we're at Tranmere Rovers watching. I go along to watch Tranmere as well as Leeds United. They're my second team. But this season we haven't had that much to cheer and shout about, have we, Paul? So that's the only time I ever see my dad really getting really excited and cheering. The other time was in my second year at uni. I was about to go to uni. I'd been in halls, and we're off to stay. I was going to move into a house in Lady Barn Lane in Fallowfield. It sounds really lovely, doesn't it? Lady Barn Lane. It was until my ceiling fell in at one point in the first term, but that's another story. But we were going to go to uni. I was staying with some other students, and I'd learned to play drums when I was at school. And the drum kit I had was an acoustic kit, not like the one here where you can control the sound. And I used to keep it either in the garage or in the shed. And it made rather a loud noise. And I'm not sure my dad or the neighbours really appreciated the sound of those drums all of the time. So when I was going to uni, I had a massive room in the house I was living in. And there was room to take my drums. So my dad was, yes, I'm getting rid of those drums. And I don't know how we did it, but we didn't have a very big car. But somehow, and drums aren't a small instrument, are they? So we somehow crammed the whole drum kit into the car and took them to uni. And I'm sure when he got home, I'm sure he was put the flags out saying, yay, got rid of those noisy drums. You know, God gives us talents and different things that we can do. I don't recall when I started playing drums, to be honest. It was in school at some point. But I actually love being in this band here. We've got a great team of musicians in the band here, and all the people that support us on the sound desk and on the audio, and sorry, on the visuals as well. And I'm really blessed and privileged to be part of this. Now, I never intended joining this church and joining the band. In fact, me playing drums in the band is a bit of an accident, to be honest, because I remember in 2015, we'd only been in the church a few months, and I was out of work for a few weeks, and I was helping volunteer with Dan and Kath in the old office, which was back there, and I somehow mentioned that I actually played drums. And the next thing I know was on the sun, Dan says, just come along to the practice. The next thing I know, I'm in the practice, and then I'm playing drums in that Sunday evening, and then the rest is kind of history. But I really enjoy being part of the band and using what talents God has given me. Last week, George spoke to us from Romans 4 about the different gifts of the Spirit. In our passage here today, there's lots of different talks about lots of different gifts and works of the Spirit. There's messages of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing. But sometimes I don't think you can contain in one passage all that God is able to give us. Even in the Bible, we can't contain all the words that God wants to speak to us and the gifts that he can give us and what he's capable of. So I think Paul could have gone on and on here talking about the gifts that he wants to give to his church. Our God is a big God, and he's able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. So today we're focusing on for the common good. And the manifestation of the Spirit is not just for us. The gifts aren't necessarily just for us. They're for the common good. It's to bless others, to bless the church, the body. And the gifts he's given us are for the benefit of the church. God has given us lots of different talents. Now, as George was saying last week, we can't all do everything. And I'll talk about some of the things that I've done over the years in different churches and God has called me to do. But there's some things you just can't do, can you? I'm in awe of Jimmy. Doing the church treasury. I started a new job recently, and I'm finding it a bit tricky because it's working in the area of finance. And it's like they talk a different language. And I'm thinking, what are these guys talking about? I'm used to technical IT stuff, and it's like finance and accounting and double entry bookkeeping. And I'm thinking, what are these guys? So I could never do what you do, Jimmy. And we are all given different talents to do different things, aren't we? I just want to say, going back to the drums, when I was asked to play drums, before I joined the church, I'd been away from church and from God for some time, and God used this band and this church to help me kind of find my purpose and place again, and I will be ever grateful for that. But over the years, I thought I'd talk about some of the things that I've done and Ali have done. When we were just married, it's about 30 years ago, we had no kids, no real experience of kids, and someone in the church said, I think you'd be really good if you helped out with the children's work. And we thought, I'm not so sure about that. But so before we knew it, we were involved and sucked in and doing all kinds of stuff. We were helping out. And then we ended up on Bible Week camps in the Royal Welsh Showground in Bilth Wells. Ali used to love spending a week in a tent, didn't you, darling? No, that wasn't her favourite part of doing that. And we did some great and amazing things. I remember one time we did kind of activities with the kids. I ended up dressing up as Freddie Mercury, would you believe it? And now, unfortunately, I couldn't find the pictures. It was before digital, and I couldn't find it. I'm really, really sorry about that. You're all, you're probably glad that I can't find it. One thing I also learned to do was when I was in my early 20s and we were getting involved with kids ministry and worship, I couldn't play guitar, and there was no one to lead guitar, so the only reason I actually learned to pick up a guitar and play a few chords was just because God challenged me. These kids needed someone to help them do worship. So that's what I did. I have fond memories of it's actually the first time I led worship in front of a large group of kids. It was about 200 kids at one of these Bible weeks. It was a bit of a shock, bit of a first experience. But I've got some fond memories of those times. We used to have the children's events in like big marquees, and it was the Royal Welsh Showground, and the week before they usually had some kind of cattle and horses and all kinds of stuff in this Welsh showground. So the floor of the tent was covered in big plastic sheet by the stuff that was kind of below it, and as it got very warm it got rather pungent, I think is the word, in those tents. The kids didn't seem to mind, and it was great fun. But one of the fond memory I've got is that one day I got passed a card from a 9-year-old girl to me and Ali. I don't know if Ali remembers this, thanking us for encouraging her to follow Jesus. That was a massive memory and a fond memory that I've got of that time. Now, some of you have heard me preach here before, and I'm still amazed when I actually realise I'm standing here preaching before you, because I never thought I would ever be preaching in church at all. I never thought that was my calling. I never thought that God would want me here. But I remember it must be about 3 years ago, and 3 or 4 years ago, I said to Kath, I really feel God's challenging me to talk to church about being a child of God. And afterwards I thought, what the heck have I done? Because the next minute I'm up here preaching and then I keep getting asked to do it again. But it's good when God calls you to do something different and to step out of your comfort zone and to do the things he asks us to do. I've been an elder about a year now. I'm still learning what it means to be an elder. God is still showing me. I'm not there yet. He's still equipping me. But I think that one of the dangers we have, we always compare ourselves to someone else. We don't. We think, they can do that so much better than me. They can do that. I can't do that. And it's amazing what God can call you to do and can equip you to do when you don't realize. It's always better. I mean, I don't think I'm the best drummer in the world. I'm probably not the best drummer in West Kirby. But when God calls you to do something and you use that, then God will multiply that gift and he will use it to bless you and to bless others. That's my experience. As George said last week, God equips the call. Sometimes he calls us to do something and we think, we can't do that, I can't do that. But then God equips those that he's called. He gives the gifts and the ability to do those things that we didn't think we could do. God is into the business of on-the-job training, because none of us are experts, none of us know everything, and all of us, I think even Louise will admit that all of us are learning as we go along in our walk with God. It doesn't matter how old or young you are, although some of the roles obviously we have in church are for over 18s only, but God can use us in all different ways. Legally, we've got some kind of formal paperwork and there's to fill in for DBS, for safeguarding. But if you're interested in kind of doing any roles in the church, Kath will be all too pleased to kind of listen to you. We've got role descriptions for a lot of the church roles, the volunteer roles, which is really to help people to understand what's required of doing different jobs, and also to kind of help us as a charity to be the best that we can do. Sorry, be the best that we can be, and to help and support each other and also for our community. I know God helps us to improve. I said before, when I first started playing drums here, I had a particular way of playing, but people like Liz encouraged me. He said, why don't you just do a bit more on the tones, a bit more on the bass here. I remember that conversation, Liz. And God has challenged me to play in different ways to kind of improve the way that I can play. And he does that with all of us, I think. And even when I'm preaching, I sometimes think, God, what do you really want me to say? That's my prayer this morning. God, not that I'm speaking my words, but that what God wants to speak through me and for us to hear what his spirit wants to say. The second part of my talk, I'm going to talk about something quite different. I'm going to talk about brokenness and the promise of blessing. And you'll wonder, where is he going with this as I go through? But please, please bear with me. So this verse here is from Luke 22, the Last Supper. Jesus breaks bread and says, this is my body given for you. He demonstrated breaking the bread as if it was going to be his body that was going to be broken. And in John 19, there's a passage here about Pilate taking Jesus and having him flogged. Jesus was beaten by the soldiers and they mocked him. And then in 1 Corinthians 12, further on, Paul says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So we can identify with Jesus in some way, I'm sure. I know you're saying that Jesus defeated death, and he rose again, he had a resurrected body, and he's perfect, and that is all true. But as I was preaching a few weeks ago on the resurrection body, Jesus' body, when he appeared to the disciples, still bore the scars in his hands. He still had some evidence of being broken. And we are all broken in some way. We can all identify, I think, with Jesus. We're all broken and imperfect because of what we've done, mistakes we've made, or just things that have happened to us. We live in a broken world, and all of us here are imperfect in some way. And we're in need of a Savior to bring us to more towards the person that God wants us to be. But even in our brokenness, God sees something special and beautiful in each one of us. And he has a plan and a purpose and gifts for each one of us. Brokenness in the hands of God can be made into something beautiful. God has combined the parts in the body, even broken ones. And you wonder where I'm going with this, aren't you? I can tell. There's a Japanese art form called kintsugi. I don't know if you're aware of this. My Bible has a very similar pattern. People online can see that. So it's the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery by mending the areas of breakage with some lacquer, or very often with gold or silver. And the bowl you can see there, it's been put back together with gold joining it at the different areas to put the pieces back together. And the whole art form of kintsugi treats breakage and repair as part of the history of an object, as part of something to, not to disguise, but something of beauty, as God puts, and I think that's an image of us, as God puts us back together, he's making something beautiful out of something that was broken. As we come together in our brokenness, and we find wholeness in the wonderful person of Jesus, we find forgiveness at the foot of the cross for the mistakes we've made, and we find help in our time of need. And as we use our gifts to serve one another, these gifts, they're like the gold that join us all together. And none of the pieces in this bowl are the same size. They're all different shapes, all look slightly differently. But without all of the pieces joined together, and without all the gifts being used to join, all the gold being used to join the different parts, the broken pot can never be fully whole. The broken vase can never be fully mended. And one of the amazing things about God is that God uses broken people like you and me to rescue other broken people like you and me. There are a broken world out there that we need to kind of call into, we need to reach out to become part of his body. People who need him, people who are broken, people who need the gifts that we've got to serve them. As we come together, God uses what we have, and he makes something absolutely beautiful. We may not see it as such, but God sees something beautiful. As we use our gifts to help one another, to serve one another, he turns our broken pieces into a beautiful bride waiting for the bridegroom to come when he returns. And finally, the promise of blessing. Psalm 133, it's a really, really short psalm, but it's to the point. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Now the oil mentioned in this psalm is the anointing oil when Aaron was anointed as a priest in Exodus 30. It's an anointing oil. And it talks about dew here. Now dew can cover a large area coming down from the Mount of Hermon. It's an image of God's blessing covering a large area. So as we live together in unity, God will pour his blessing out over a large area, not just us, but the areas of West Kirby and Moreton and wherever we might live. And in Acts, it talks about the believers being together and having everything in common. This is Acts 1. And God promised to add to their number daily. So there's a blessing here when we respond to God's call and do what he asks us to do. We are called as parts of his body together. You know what? We're stuck with each other sometimes. We may not choose to be with each other. We may not agree with each other. I'm not perfect, but you're stuck with me, I'm afraid, for the time being at least. And I'm stuck with you. But that imperfection, God can use that. We can kind of rub shoulders with each other. We can learn off each other. And as we set our eyes on him and becoming more like him and serving each other, we become a body of people that is going places, that's attractive to the world, and it's a place where God promises to dwell and he promises to bring his blessing. It doesn't mean we're all the same. Unity doesn't necessarily mean we agree on everything, because I'm sure in this room we could have a whole raft of different opinions on many, many different areas. But the important thing is that when God calls us to do something and says, will you step out, will you help in this area, or will you come alongside someone who needs that, help, then God promises a blessing to his church. And my challenge is to us this morning, will we submit to him and do what he asks of us? I ask myself that every day, every week. We're all beautiful. Will we, as broken people, realize and believe that he can make something beautiful out of us as a body? Because as he combines the parts in the body, he promises to make something absolutely amazing, something attractive, something that he will return for. And it's like that broken bowl. Just like that broken bowl, he's making something really beautiful and attractive. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for making us part of your body and for the gifts that you give us. You have given us everything, and we give it all back to you. Lord, I'm just grateful that you can use us in spite of our brokenness, and that you have special gifts for each one of us, and that you are bringing us together and making something truly beautiful, something truly awesome. Will you guide and encourage each one of us and challenge us to step out into whatever you have got planned for us to do, or for us to continue in doing? Help us to use the gifts that we're currently using in what you've asked us to do. And for those of us feeling a little bit broken this morning, thinking we can never be mended, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come along each side, each one that is feeling like that. Will you bring encouragement? Will you bring healing? Will you bring hope? Will you help us to believe once again in your great promises? Will you come supernaturally and equip us in ways that we can't even currently imagine? Lord, we are grateful for you and for Jesus and for what he has done for us. Thank you for that promise that you're making something beautiful out of the simple things that we can give you. In the name of Jesus, amen.